A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. Let them know who made it. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardé Dunbar, and I'm super excited that you're here. Also, while I have your attention, please hit the subscribe button or bell option so you do not miss out on any episodes this season. Also, are you not a part of my newsletter? Please head over to madebypair.com and join my newsletter and blogging community where I help keep you inspired with a midweek dose of inspo. And last but not least, thank you so much for being here. Like, there are plenty of places you could be, but you're here with me right now. So thank you so much. I'm honestly very grateful. Okay. So today I want to elaborate on what it means to wait on the Lord. Now, God tells us, I will come down in my Father's glory and I will bless you according to your works, which means how you steward your waiting season will reflect your blessings. Also, did you know that the word waiting has two meanings? One being the traditional understanding of staying where you are until something happens. And the second one literally means, listen, it means this, official attendance at court. Crazy, right? Or did you miss it? You might have missed it, but if you did, don't worry. Keep listening. I'm going to explain this. It's extra deep. Now, because this podcast is all about the storytelling experience, it is now time for you to give yourself permission to sit back, relax, and listen. Now, let's get into it. The waiting. I think it's safe to say many of us are waiting on something. Now, what that something is will vary based on many variables, but waiting is waiting. And truth be told, it's not always the most exciting process to be a part of. And from personal experience, I can candidly say that my life has been full of waiting. Waiting on approval, waiting on opportunities, waiting on a bus, waiting on a check, waiting on a job. I mean, honestly, I could keep going, but I know you get the idea. The point is, I've had my fill of waiting. So today, I want to speak on a particular waiting season that hit me a little bit different because my world at that time had been shifted and shaken on so many spectrums. You see, in the past, anytime I've had to wait on the Lord, my life's main characters were all the same. Maybe a few new friends and associates, but my why, my location, and my familiarity was always the same. And honestly, in that time, all I wanted to do was be successful, spoil my grandma, share with my family, and live a great life. It was truly that simple for me. But in late 2019, God opened up a door for me to move to Los Angeles. And in the spring of 2021, my grandma passed away. And that same year, I got married. Also, during that time, my career began to shape a little bit, but my uncle also assumed inheritance over my hometown Haven, so visiting where I was from wasn't the same for me anymore. And I'm also starting to experience a new level of success in the acting world. So I'm battling between this elevation, but also this disconnect from everything I've already known. For example, like in order to spend time with my family in my hometown, I have to rent a car, get a room, plus a round trip ticket, on top of gas, meals. Not that my family won't cook for me or anything like that, but you know, it's basically counted as a trip now. Whereas before my grandma passed away, I had a home, a warm bed, and a heart full of love upon arrival because she was my home. But now that home, it's there, but it's just no longer my home. Now, let me be clear. None of this is a complaint. Naturally, it's a little bit hard to accept at times, but mostly it's just my attempt to articulate the fact that it felt like I had been divorced from my past, my hometown, my family, and that the majority of my interactions were with people who didn't know me before the year 2020. I had entered into this brand new life right before my eyes with no heads up. It was like I just looked up one day and realized I was in a new world. It was like the same me, but a new story. And I had no idea where the script was going. Now, as I grew and over time, I realized that a lot of that discomfort and disassociation was a part of the mourning process. I lost someone really, really close to me, whom had been there my whole life. So naturally, my world was shaken tremendously. And I had no choice but to lean into God heavy because my identity was being pulled in a new direction. And I didn't know what that meant. The crazy thing, though, is that in that season, my talents weren't even enough because even my career got quiet. Like I had that quick high in the beginning. Like seriously, I had a moment where I was on the plane to my hometown, Ohio, and I got a call from my agent that said, "You just booked this really awesome job for a voiceover character." Like really awesome job, something I could only imagine. And I'm on the way to my grandma's funeral. I get this call on the airplane. And so I go through this short season of almost booking everything I touch to mourning, to realizing that my loss was not just her not being physically here, but that with such a matriarch of the family being gone, that it shifted my whole dynamic with where I'm from and my family as a whole. Like it shifted everything. So I had a quick high and then silence. Now, some of that silence can also be chopped up as hashtag actor life. But I knew something else was happening because it seemed like everything I considered productive came to a stop. Typically, when you lose someone or go through an extra deep transition, the world just keeps spinning. But in my case, it seemed like everything was completely still. Almost like I was in a waiting room that I couldn't see and had no idea why I was in the waiting room in the first place. And y'all, let me tell you, it drove me crazy. Living in the world that doesn't have someone so important to me was hard. But on top of that, now I'm not even booking anything anymore. Like I have all this free time. What am I doing with my life? Like, real moment. But after I was done playing the woe is me game, I got over myself long enough to realize God had begun a new thing in my life. All the shifting and movement was purposeful. It was God rerouting me into His purpose. There were answered prayers over my life, and it was the designated time for me to begin my metamorphosis for His glory. But the outcome would be dictated based on how I chose to handle my current circumstances. Once I accepted the fact that I was in a waiting season, or in other words, once I accepted the fact that I was attending my designated court of heaven date, I decided that I no longer wanted to complain, but instead I wanted to have everything this new life had to offer. I decided I no longer wanted the identity I created, but I wanted the vision according to the eyes of the Lord in all of its nuances. I started worshiping, reading my Bible, and taking captive thoughts that weren't serving me anymore. I began to plead my case. If any of you are experiencing a waiting season right now, or your time in heaven's court, I encourage you to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Be bold in your praise and be confident in the Lord. Instead of worrying, operate in the knowing that God is about to show up and show out. What you do while you wait will dictate. If you are hopeful, if you are patient, if you are confident in the Lord, then your outcome will be exceedingly more than you can ask or think. And do what you know to do during this time. Be creative, be visual, be purposeful. As our definition tells us, waiting means you're officially in court. Begin pleading your case to God through His word and get your spiritual elevation. Father, you said to trust you and you will direct my paths. Lord, you said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Father, you said speak life and seek ye the kingdom first. Speak God's language in your waiting season. Waiting is your designated time in front of God. So use it wisely. Plead your case and get your breakthrough. Because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and also head over to madebypair.com and join my free newsletter called Word Up Wednesday, where I help keep you inspired with a midweek dose of inspo. Also, would you like to reimagine your reality in 30 nights? Then order my book called The Nightly Affirmation Journal, available on Amazon. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Paris. Peace. A Great Life Podcast. New episodes Saturdays, 8 a.m. with Paris Sade Dunbar. Tune in and tell a friend. Brought to you by Made by Pear. Let them know who made it.